I come from a generation where most Pakistani men were thinking of going abroad to make a living. My father spent most of his time away from home, so the only male figure in our house was my grandfather from my mother's side. So, I mean, he looked after us in many respects, did our shopping and everything because my mother went out teaching and he would be with us in the morning. So he was an essential figure. I was born post-partition, but I think the memory of actually what happened in the partition was very alive because we were living in an area which was predominantly shanty towns with refugees coming from all over India. Karachi was, in fact, heavily populated by refugees coming from India. Well, I mean, I don't know what my grandfather's position was because he was probably would have been with people like Maulana Azad and others. So I wasn't, I think he was not very happy with the partition. And I think many people in Karachi, who were originally from Karachi, were not very happy with the partition anyway. So they thought that, you know, the disruption that it caused. And I think it actually caused huge havoc in Karachi because the population just grew manifold over just a couple of years. Shanty towns grew up, and I think the whole environment changed very drastically. I think my father's early memory was that he was always either going somewhere or coming back from somewhere and would spend a few weeks with us. So my first memory was that he actually went to Kuwait where he worked for a few years. And then he came back from there. Then he actually went and tried to do some farming in interior Sindh, where all that also failed. So he then came to England, struggled because he had served in the British Army. Well, that would be happening around, say, early 60s, between 60 and 62. Came from Kuwait in, say, 61, 60. I think in Kuwait he was actually basically working as a labourer. And then I think he came to England in 62. No, we didn't come with him because my family stayed in Pakistan for another 4 years until 66. I joined him in 1967. I was just approaching 16 at the time, so that's why I had to come in 67. Otherwise, it would have been I would not have been allowed to come. Well, I think with my father was a much more traditional person, and I think you don't have differences of opinion with him. It's I didn't really want to come to England in 67, but I think, and I don't think my father was very keen to bring me here anyway, because I was quite settled in Pakistan. But my mother was saying, well, if he doesn't come now, he would never be able to come. So she forced him to get me here, and that's how it came about. When I came here, I was not very happy, and when I went to the school, the situation wasn't very good because it was a lot of racism by the kids and the teachers included. And I thought I could have done a bit better in Pakistan myself at the time, but I mean, looking back on it, I think I was just being youthful and optimistic. Well, at the time we were living in, when I came to Britain, we were actually living in Luton. We were sharing a house with a Sikh family who owned the house, and we were renting a room. And therefore, in fact, there was another Afro-Caribbean family as well. So there were three of us from three different countries. My family did that for about, because they came in 66 and I came in 67, so they were doing that for a year. I mean, the thing is, we went to a school in Luton, which was, until that time, had actually not sent anybody. Nobody had actually even done GCSEs or GECs in those days, or General Certificate of Education, that used to be called. And it was really a school that was considered providing cannon fodder for really boastels and things like that. So it was a very working class and very deprived area of the town, which is actually Bury Park. Today, I think you probably, most people hear about it. But the school was all the staff and teachers were all English, and they were all very traditional. Their ideas of what Asians are and what Asians can do did not always match what the Asian kids wanted, so our aspirations were dampened by what the teachers would say and do. I mean, there was one teacher who used to teach us English. He used to make jokes about how when Pakistani kids first come to school, they start playing with electric switches because they have never seen switches in their life before. So, and that, he would say it in a class full of other kids who would then make fun of you. And so and there was things like, you know, you came from a banana boat, and which was quite a usual thing. I didn't really get involved in many fights, but my younger brother was much more vociferous, and he would not put up with anything, so he was always getting involved in fights and being taken to the headmaster. To most people asking me who we were, I would say we were Indians or Asians or blacks, because that's how we mixed. Most of my friends when I was at school were all Indians, and a few of them were blacks from you know, either from the Caribbean or from South America. So it was that kind of an identity that defined us, because the racism was also against blacks and Asians. So although they were all calling us Pakis, you know, the National Front would, but still our identity was with the people we worked, we mixed with, and we went to school with, was with Asians. That remained till at least almost the end of 80s and start of 90s. Even I came to Birmingham, I think. I suppose I could say that I made many Indian friends. I learned Punjabi here from Indian Sikhs. My hope is that even though we are growing in this country, and we are becoming significant in this country, we will continue to remember where we come from, and we'll bring those values here as well. I think that's what will keep it going. And I think there is a trend that the younger generation is much more aware of that, and they are trying to keep their cultures and their identities alive in that respect. So I think, you know, I mean, I'm involved in the Palestine Solidarity Campaign or Guantanamo and things like that. A lot of it is supported by young people then from our communities than by the older generation. Well, I hope they will succeed in this country. But at the same time, I hope they will not lose, you know, where they come from. And I think that is also, I'm optimistic about that, because the young people are very resourceful and they are not forgetting.